We are joined here in the Media Center with the number one qualifier in Pro Stock and K&N Horsepower Challenge winner, Greg Anderson. For his qualifying, he is passed of 6.669 seconds at 206.45 miles per hour from the first qualifying session, stood strong. Greg, talk about how you feel securing your 95th career number one qualifier.
Well, that's awesome, and it's 2 weeks in a row, so that obviously tells you I've got a great, great Summit Chevrolet under my belt, and I've had a little bit of a sluggish start, but it seems like this weekend, everything's under me. It's all up to me now to not mess it up and to pilot that thing down there and turn that wind light on. I've got the car, I've got the engine, I've got the car, I've got the tune-up, I've got the crew chief and the crew, so it's all down to me, and now I've got confidence. I haven't had that this year, and this absolutely does a ton for me, confidence-wise, so, you know, it's... I think my year's about to turn around, to be honest with you, and I just couldn't be more proud of the guys.
Speaking of your year turning around, you just won your seventh career K&N Horsepower Challenge race. Talk about how that also is for your day.
That blows my mind also. That's $350,000. That's more than my house is worth. So that's been awesome, and K&N has just been so wonderful to this class, to this sport in general, and the great supporters. It's an honor to race for that check out there, and that's big money to us, buddy. Let me tell you, that'll go a long ways towards, you know, funding these race cars and making them faster as the year goes on. So big boost in the arm, and I can't thank them enough, and big confidence booster for me. I needed that. I can't wait for tomorrow now. It's going to be a great, great day, and I'm going to go in there smiling. And, you know, as we talked earlier, there's not too many people that come to Vegas and leave with more money than they came with. I'm leaving with more money than I came with, so it's going to be a great weekend. It already has been, but hopefully we can make it even better tomorrow.
Any questions from the media?
Yeah, I mean, you've got, you know, obviously the eight wins here, and then plus the seven in the K&N Horsepower Challenge. What is it about this place that you can slide just?
Well, obviously we love, you know, first-class facilities. This is the top of the food chain, Charlotte, and here, you know, they're just as nice a facility as you could ever dream of running at, and it's just nice when you can come somewhere that you don't have to make adjustments to just try to manage your race car down the racetrack. You can give it everything you got. You can put all that power that you got down to the racetrack. We love racing that way in Pro Stock, and it's not every racetrack we go to. And this is one of them. Charlotte's one of them. It's because of the quality of the facility. And for a brand-new four-lane racetrack, brand-new concrete like this, to be this good already, my hat's off to them. Just a fantastic job, and it makes it fun to go out there and do your job. You just, you're all out there. You do the burnout. You look in the grandstand, and it had to be a sellout crowd today. It's just packed up there, and you're sitting on a beautiful racetrack, and there's race cars on each side of you. It doesn't get any better than that. That's what this sport's all about. It's getting better by the day, and I'm just proud to be part of it.
Hey, you guys added another car to your guys' team this year, and Derek Kramer, yep. Obviously, and you know, just you look at the standings, obviously, but just looking at your own performance, it hasn't seemed to affect you at all. You know, looking at the way Kramer's running, what does that say about, you know, your guys' team?
It just tells you what kind of depth we have in our team, and it starts with the quarterback, Ken Black. Starts with our team owner. It's all about him and the team he's created here and the things he allows us to do. And you know, taking on extra cars like that, it ends up being, you know, extra effort, extra work, but it's also extra information. It's, you know, we gain information from every one of those race cars, and that helps you go a long way on Sunday, and you need that. So they've been a great teammate so far. Bo Butner was a great addition the last couple of years, and Derek Kramer is a great addition also. So we've got a great four-way punch there. It's absolutely going to probably cost me races because it's hiring your own assassins, but it's still fun, and it still makes you proud at the end of the day what we've got under our own awning over there.
Wonderful. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, guys. Hopefully that comes to you tomorrow. Hope and pray.